Hello, Sharks. I am Jonathan Little for PokerCoaching.com here today with another episode of Weekly Poker Hand, where today we're going to be reviewing a hand between two legends of poker. We have Phil Hellmuth, 15-time World Series of Poker bracelet winner, probably 16 after this year's World Series of Poker, maybe 18 for all I know. He has $24 million in cash, as he's been around for forever, and he gets in there and battles with the best of them. He's playing against Daniel Negreanu, who has six World Series of Poker bracelets, $42 million in live tournament earnings. That's a lot of tournament earnings. In this hand, Phil Hellmuth raises it up on the button with Queen 4 offsuit. You may say Queen 4 offsuit, heads up. Yeah, good standard heads up poker. You might as well raise it up, buttercup, as Daniel Negreanu has said on TV every once in a while. So we have Phil Hellmuth, buttercup, raising it up. Over to Negreanu, who elects to call. We are playing about 40 big blinds deep. Flop comes queen, 7-2, giving Hellmuth top pair. Negreanu checks, and Hellmuth has an easy continuation bet. Oh, but he checks behind. Phil, I know you're watching. I have a quiz that you can take right now at pokercoaching.com/cbetquiz. I'll put a link right below so you can go and take it. I want to make sure that you continuation bet well, because these spots come up very, very frequently. And if you do not continuation bet in situations where it's just like definitively profitable, you are leaving money on the table. I love a continuation bet right here with your entire range. Why? Because your range to raise on the button starts way stronger than Negreanu's range in the big blind. And this board is basically three bricks, right? It's Diaper City. This is a spot where no one's going to have anything most of the time. Therefore, whoever started with the stronger range is going to have the stronger range on this flop. So this is a spot where you want to be betting very frequently. However, the one time I would recommend not betting here is when you know your opponent is loose, aggressive, battly, and they are just always, always going to bluff the turn and the river if you let it go check, check on the flop. If that's the case, I love the check. Is Negreanu that maniacal? Kind of maniacal. I don't think so. He's pretty active, but he's not insane. So I don't think Negreanu is the type of player I would take this line against to just try to induce a ton of bluffs. Because while Negreanu will bluff, he's not just going to drastically overbluff. And he probably thinks when you let it go check, check, you have a lot of hands like ace high or seven or pocket jacks that's going to call down a lot, right? So if he thinks you're going to call down a lot, if anything, that should induce him to not bluff. You'd much rather bet here, because then you could be bluffing with a 10 high or whatever, right? Anyway, check, check. Make sure all of you check out the CBET quiz at pokercoaching.com/CBET quiz, by the way. Anytime there's a spot that comes up very, very frequently, like when you raise and get called and the flop comes, you want to make sure you are not messing up those spots. Please, please, please check out that resource I have for you. All right, turns the six of spades. Negreanu now bets. Hellmuth got what he wanted. He got the bluff. I want you to pause the video right now and say what you would do in Hellmuth's shoes in this spot. Would you fold top pair? Would you call? Would you raise small to about 12,000? Or would you raise big to about 20,000? I want you to pause the video and write what you would do in the comment section below. All right, did you do it? You see how we're kind of quizzing ourselves? We're going to learn a little bit of poker here. While this channel is a little bit entertaining, I'm sure you can tell by the high level of entertainment we have here, that we're here purely for entertainment. We try to educate every once in a while, and this is a spot where I think you have a very easy call. Again, unless you think Negreanu's just going to go bonkers if you raise. I think if anything, Negreanu thinks that when Hellmuth raises, Hellmuth usually has a pretty strong hand. Therefore, when Hellmuth raises this turn, I think he should be raising with a lot of draws, because you want to get your opponent to fold out stuff like middle pair, which may bet the turn, or perhaps a queen if you raise turn and then blast river, right? I think whenever you raise the turn here, as Hellmuth does, it's going to make Negreanu react pretty honestly. And while Negreanu does have some hands that have decent equity that you don't mind if they put in more money, like 9-8 or 8-7, or, that's basically it. while Negreanu does have some hands like that, I think when you get action in this scenario, especially if Hellmuth thinks Negreanu is going to react pretty straightforwardly, which is maybe true, maybe not, I think Negreanu's going to have pretty good hands whenever he sticks around. And And every once in a while, this happens. Helmuth raised to 12,500, and then Negreanu re-raised, small, to 28,000. Oh my God, what a disaster. This is exactly what you do not want to happen, because now, let's take a look at what Negreanu is proposing to Phil Helmuth. He's saying, you can't put in 15,000 into a pot that's going to be, what, 65,000 or so, and turn a profit. He's saying that you are going to have less than 20% equity, or so, 25% equity, something like that. You're going to have less than 25% equity in this scenario with your range. And it's hard to have less than 25% equity. So is Negreanu running some insane bluff? Or does he just have the nuts and trying to get Helmuth to put in some money? I don't know, but we've seen this play from Negreanu a few times where when he puts in that small re-raise, he's basically saying, all right, here's your great odds. You still can't win. If you have top pair, no kicker, and your opponent gives you such great odds that you still can't win, I'm not going to say this is a fold, but it easily could be. I don't go around folding top pair, but when it goes bet, turn, raise, re-raise, and here's your good odds, and here's your position, you still can't beat me, this should be a really strong hand. Now, should be a strong hand. Do we expect Negreanu to be balanced here in any way? I'm not sure. I think he may just be trying to maximally exploit what he thinks is a pretty strong hand from Phil Helmuth. Helmuth has announced he has a pretty strong hand, probably a queen, maybe a bad two pair. If that's the case, I think we're looking at a lot of sets and two pairs, honestly. Helmuth does call. I don't fault him. I mean, top pair is pretty good. River's a 10, so 9-8 gets there. One of the few very obvious draws that, I mean, I'm not going to say Negreanu would play this way, but maybe he does. And then Negreanu rips it all in. Funny enough, I think you don't really want to min-raise on the turn with a 9-8. Close enough to min raise. I know it's not exact min raise, everyone. Don't skewer me in the comments, okay? This is a spot where I think if you click in the min re-raise, you want to have like really bad draws, like 8-4 maybe. Basically hands that are not good enough to call, but still have like some equity that can conceivably block some nuts on the river if you feel inclined. I'm not sure, actually. I don't know. Daniel Negreanu watches these. Do we have any bluffs here, Daniel? You tell me. I don't know. Anyway, this is a spot where I think Negreanu has a lot of strong hands, if I had to guess. And I think he expects to get called a lot. I think he expects Helmuth to have a whole lot of hands like aces, ace-queen, queen-jack. He could run into queen-10 here. That said, if you have a set, you don't care. You want to run into queen-10. Anyway, Negreanu shoves. And look, I mean, I thought the turn spot was probably a fold. When the river completes one of the draws, even though I don't think it's all that likely, I still think this is just a fold. It's annoying, but I mean, essentially, whenever Helmuth raises the turn, he forces Negreanu's range to be pretty strong to continue, especially with a re-raise, and against a strong range, you just got to fold. And, well, the wizard finally made it to Oz. He folded, and Negreanu had the two pair. Did the wizard make it to Oz, or the wizard wasn't Oz? Did the wizard build Oz? Does anybody know? I don't know what the wizard did. You guys remember that movie, The Wizard, from a long time ago, where they played Mario 3? Did anybody play Mario 3? Shout out to all the Mario Brothers 3 players. Let me know in the chat if you enjoyed Mario Brothers 3. I enjoyed the little guy with the raccoon on like the, what was it, level 1-3, where you like press down and went in, and then you ran to the back, and then you beat the game in like 5 minutes. That was a lot of fun. Everybody check out the movie The Wizard if you want to lose a few hours. All right, nice hand, nice hand. Hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, do me a quick favor. Click the like and subscribe button below. Also, click the notification bell. Ding, ding, ding. We put out lots and lots of content here on YouTube for you. It's YouTube. We're here for you. Make good use of it. There are a lot of resources out there to help you improve all sorts of skills, and I'm happy to be that resource for you for poker. Good luck. Have a great, great week. Thanks for being here, and I'll talk to you next time. Did you know that subscribing to this YouTube channel will increase your poker win rate by 36%? Go ahead, do it. Actually, that was a bluff. You actually have to watch all the content and apply yourself and work hard and put in volume. Sorry about that.